giving praise and honor. We give praise, honor, and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is your host, Minister Anton Sills, Minister Jennifer Sills, and I praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We are broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. This morning, Wednesday morning, February the 2nd, 2015, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. We cannot dial in as we used to. You can only listen in via the telephone. Hallelujah. If you want to call in, hallelujah, you dial 347-327-9752, 347-327-9752. We praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. And we just thank you this morning that we're back on the air. We've been off a little while, but lifting up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ, we will be on again beginning today. Hallelujah. But starting tomorrow, we'll be on Wednesdays and again on Friday morning. Glory to God, at 8:30. So on Monday and Wednesday, we'll be on at 6:30 a.m. Monday and Wednesday, 6:30 a.m. And then on Friday, we'll be on for 8:30 a.m. We'll only be on for a half an hour, but we're thanking God. And we do want to announce, Minister Sills, God bless your heart. We praise God, oh my soul, and all that's within you. Bless his holy name. Glory to God as we exalt his name this morning and give him all the praise. For you are a God of our glory, the God of our salvation. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, this morning, as we just lift up your name and give you all the praise, we just say thank you for grace and mercy this morning. We thank you this morning that you woke us up in our right mind. You didn't have to do it, but God, we just say thank you for grace and mercy, pleading the blood, the conquering blood of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you with all of my heart, and I adore you, and I call on the precious name of Jesus. He is the God of my salvation, and I thank you this morning, our Minister Sales, as we're pleading, we're on the air, and I just want to remind the people as we get into a brief lesson this morning, hallelujah, that we're going to be talking about beginning on March 10th and again on March 11th. That's March 10th at Victory Apostolic Church in Matteson, Illinois, where the pastor is Pastor Andrew Singleton, my pastor, thanking God for his blessing over us and his rich encouragement that we'll be able to come into the church and teach on the tabernacle. The class begins March 10th, and the name of the class is Discovering the Plan, the Purpose, and the Power of God Who Dwells in You. Again, the name of the class at Victory Apostolic beginning March 10th through April 28th at 6:45, hallelujah, actually 6:30, I'm sorry, 6:30 a.m. is when we begin, hallelujah, we should be finished, by 7:30 p.m. We have to be out and ready to listen to the pastor, priest, Pastor Singleton. He also teaches on Tuesday nights, amen. Again, on Wednesday, March 11th through the 29th of April, we will be on from 10:30 to 11:50. We'll be teaching at the church. That's at 20801 in Madison Avenue in Madison, Illinois. Hallelujah, Madison, Illinois. We thank God for the privilege to come and teach on the tabernacle, the divine, the rooted plan of God, the divine instructions given to Moses. You know there's a plan, and that plan is the plan of salvation. It's the plan that God had from the beginning of time that he was going to save us. That's where that word salvation comes from, that plan that God had for us. He created a perfect state, created a perfect world, created a perfect man and woman in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we thank you that you saw the need and you died on the cross for us in the name of Christ Jesus, who died. And if you confess believing in his name and believing that he had died and rose again on the third day, then you are saved. And I thank you, but you got to confess it and believe it in your heart And so we're going to be teaching on the tabernacle who dwells in you, the teaching on discovering the plan, glory be to God, the purpose and the power of God that dwells in you. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in prayer. Hallelujah. The classes are designed to help us to understand who we are and that we're made in His image and His likeness. We're also to understand that we must mature as battle soldiers on the battlefield of the Lord who desire to receive a new anointing, a fresh anointing, to put on the whole armor of God. We're on the battlefield right now. Whether or not you know it or not, you're on the battlefield. The moment you claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the moment you confess His name, glory be to God, glory, I come to tell you, as soon as you confess His name, the devil has marked you as one of his enemies. Because he does not want you to be able to do what God created you to do, and that is to give all the praise, all the honor, and glory to God. So we give ourselves as a living sacrifice every day, not just this morning, but every day as we come to pray. Praise and worship God. For prayer, praise and worship is entering to that tabernacle of prayer, entering to that garden of Gethsemane, entering to your secret closet, glory be to God, where we get instructions from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come to tell you, to let you know that we're excited about just being on this broadcast. Even if we're on the air for only 30 minutes, we come to say thank you, Jesus, for grace and mercy that keeps on keeping us and keeps on allowing us to go and do the will of God. Glory be to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is our God. He is our salvation. He is our everything this morning as we exalt the very name of Jesus Christ on this morning, giving Him all the praise, honor, and the glory. God, we just say thank you. Thank you. Glory to your name. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that we can trust and obey in the name of Jesus. But I come to tell you this morning, we are excited about God this morning. And God, I just thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your love. I thank you, God, for how you brought us through so many trials and tribulations, things that we don't even understand, but we can trust and obey your word because there's power in the name of Jesus. And so we are truly excited about what God is able to do in us. Glory to the name of Jesus. As we exalt his name, as we call on his name and say, Lord, no matter what it looks like, Lord, no matter what's going on, even right now, we thank you. For your grace is sufficient to keep us, and we just keep calling on the name of Jesus. I'm going through right now looking to make sure that we're only going to be on the air, my God, for only 15 minutes this morning. Our broadcast normally is 30 minutes. That was my error, Minister Sills. If you're listening in to me, we only have about 7 minutes left. I thought I had set this for 30 minutes, and we're only on the air now 30 minutes, but you have to set it. So we'll be back on Friday morning at 8:30, just as a reminder. I'm looking at the screen, and I can't get in to change it. My God, tomorrow, today, and all the days of my life, God, have mercy on me right now. I plead the blood. Hallelujah. People of God, we want you to know that the tabernacle really does live in you. When God created you in his image and his likeness, hallelujah, as we talk about the tabernacle, that we come to understand that God created us, that we can do all things through Christ who created us in his image and likeness and gave us what's called dunamis power. All power that he's given unto us as we discuss the importance of building this relationship in Jesus Christ is related to and directly in relationship to the tabernacle that Moses built. There's a tabernacle that's in heaven. There's a tabernacle of the Most High God who now dwells in you because Jesus rent the veil. And when Jesus rent the veil, hallelujah, when he's died on that cross, he now allows us to come into the presence of the Spirit of the living God, for he dwelleth in us. And if we just call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, but as many as receive him to have power, he gave them power to become sons of God. So I want to remind you that as we talk about this tabernacle, we're talking about the tabernacle that's not made with hands, but the tabernacle that was formed out of the dust of the ground, unlike anything else that God created.
He created you out of the dust of the ground, my God, today, and blew life into you out of the breath of God, and gave you his image and his likeness and the power of God, the dunamis power, and gave you a commission, glory to God, that you are to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because he is a God of our salvation. He said, let us make you in our image and our likeness. He's talking to the Father, the Son, the counsel, and the Holy Ghost of God. I come to tell you that he's given us power to have dominion over the fish, over the seas, over the air, and the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing. So God created man in his image and in his likeness. This is Genesis 1:26-28. And then he reminds us that God created man in his image and likeness, and created he male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah. And have dominion over the fish of the sea. I read that already earlier, but I want us to know that God has given us this power, glory, to be about the building of the kingdom of God. He's given us strength. He's given us grace. He's given us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. When you're beginning of fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is the knowledge of God that he reveals to you, that gives you the ability to do things that you can't normally do, because it's the presence of the Holy Spirit that is operating in you, and you have to know the voice of the living God. You must know that you are a child of the living God. You must confess and believe that you are created in his image, and that you have dunamis power, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so this morning we want to remind you of this dunamis power that he gave. And God said and ran and felt the compassion of God when he said, man should not be alone. So what God do? He created woman, put the woman down inside, and snatched the rib out of us, and created the woman, my God, today, to be our helpmeet. But I come to tell you, the Lord said, I called the deep sleep to fall on Adam. And I want you to wake up this morning, brothers and sisters, out of a deep sleep of the enemy coming after you, and plead the blood, the blood, the blood. When you begin to call on the name of Jesus, glory be to God. When you call on his name, when you seek his face and trust in his word, and know that he is the God of your salvation, that he knows the beginning and the end of all things. He's the God who is the ruler and the keeper of our souls. And so this morning I just say glory to the name of God Almighty. As we begin to leave never from the presence of God, we exalt your name, Jesus, and we thank you. Brothers and sisters, we will be back on the air on Friday, and we will be teaching on the tabernacle. We'll be talking about some specific points about that tabernacle and how it relates to our lives today, that meeting place, that dwelling place, that sacred place that God has put down on the inside of us. He has given us the privilege, hallelujah, and the power of his grace and his mercy to call on his name, not just in the time of trouble, but praise him in season and out of season. Call and trust and believe in the power of Jesus Christ. He is our God, our Lord, and our Savior. Thou shalt not lie with man or with any other woman. He calls that an abomination. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that there's truth in the word of God. We must live by the covenant of God's word. And I come to share with you this morning the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you need a touch from Jesus. This is your host, Minister Anton, and Minister Jennifer Sills. Write us at AJS Ministry, AJS Ministry 310 on your radio dial. Glory be to God. Amen. Write us at AJS Ministry, AJS Ministry 310 at gmail.com. Call us 773-403-4166. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.